The first reading today, we hear obviously about Joseph being sold into slavery in Egypt and all of the things that had happened to him. But there are a couple of points in here that are of great importance to us. First of all, we hear how God not only spared him through various things, but that God went down with him into the dungeon and that he did not abandon him. I would have to assume that it may have felt to Joseph like God had abandoned him. Here he is down in the dungeon, and where is God? The whole thing was unjust. He was falsely accused, and God allowed all this to happen. Why? How? It's actually very simple. First of all, if we think back to the story of Joseph, we see that he was a spoiled little guy, obviously thought himself quite entitled, and had a rather massive amount of arrogance. But God was calling him to something that was great, and all of that had to be removed. There could be no arrogance in what he was doing, and he couldn't be entitled, because he was there to serve, not to be served. And he had to be humble in the way that he was going to approach the people. And so God had to purify him, as he has to purify each one of us. Because if we're even slightly honest, we have to admit there's probably a fair amount of arrogance in our own self. And maybe entitlement isn't our problem, maybe it is, but you could probably name a whole slug of other things that are. And so God has to purify all of those if we want to be able to become saints. So we look then at what happens to Joseph. And if we think of ourselves and look at Joseph, we might gulp rather deeply and think, oh, I don't know if I would like that. Chances are that's not what you're going to have to do. We generally don't throw people in dungeons anymore anyway. But regardless, even if you had to go to prison, is that what God is going to do to be able to purify you? But why? So remember, Saint Teresa tells us that the length and the intensity of our purification depends on two things. Number one, the number of sins from which we have to be purified. And number two, the number of people who are going to be affected by what God is going to do through us. So when we think of Joseph, and we recognize that the way that it's put in Scripture, the whole known world came to Joseph to be fed. It was through him that life was going to be saved by huge numbers. Lots and lots of people were going to be affected by him. And consequently, his purification was more severe. We look at the saints, and we see how many people have been affected by them. Again, just go back to Saint Teresa. She's the one who told us these things. People are still reading Saint Teresa 500 years later in paperback because she's still a best-selling author. And she's been dead for 500 years. She continues to affect millions of people. And consequently, the purification Saint Teresa had to go through was pretty horrendous. So not only was she going to start a religious order and affect all of those nuns who would in turn affect the church and the world, but how many lay people are reading her works? How many others are being touched by what it is that she wrote? Think of Saint Teresa Benedict of the Cross, Edith Stein. She converted to Catholicism because she read Saint Teresa of Avila. So now we have another saint who became Catholic because she read what Saint Teresa had written. How much did Saint Teresa of Avila have to suffer for that to happen? even though it wasn't going to happen for another 400 and some years, and she would have no idea that that was going on, but God did. So she had to deal with all of that. You and I have to too. Again, chances are God's not calling you to start a religious order. Maybe he is. Chances are you're not going to write a book that's going to be read 500 years from now and affect millions of souls. Consequently, you're not going to have to go through quite as much suffering. But again, we don't know that. Maybe through your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, God is asking something really profound in your family. Maybe you're going to have to be purified for that. So whatever the cause. So there are two things that we see in the readings today that are very important to us. First of all, we are told that all of this happened so that God could give him the prize for his struggle and that he might recognize that devotion to God is mightier than all else. So we notice that Joseph did not stop praying, that he did not abandon God in the midst of all of his struggles. It might have felt like God abandoned him, which obviously he did not. In fact, we're told that again, God went into the dungeon with him. But he did not abandon God. God will never, ever abandon us. We rather frequently abandon him, sadly. But in the midst of our prayer, in the midst of our struggles, as we grow in holiness and we feel abandoned by God, because that's a pretty common thing that happens in the spiritual life, the question is, are we going to persevere? And are we going to recognize through that perseverance that devotion to God is mightier than all else? God can do all things. And if we are united with him, he can do what he wants through us. But we aren't going to cooperate with him if we're not praying and if we're not conforming ourselves to him. So he puts us through these times of purification. And we don't see what he's doing. But if you think of somebody who, whatever, an athlete, they go through all kinds of training so that they can perform when the game comes or whenever it is. And the initial part of the training doesn't even seem to have a whole lot of connection to what it is they're doing. They're just being put into shape. Lots of running and lots of things that they have to do. It's like, what does this have to do with the football game or the baseball game? Well, you got to get into shape to be able to play the game. So the coach is going to put the players through all kinds of rigorous exercise to get them ready. God's going to do the same thing. The spiritual life is infinitely greater than the physical life. If we're going to do that on the physical level, God's going to do that on the spiritual level. And we don't see what he's doing at the time it's happening. But if we can keep persevering and keep praying and keep trusting, then we're going to be fine. And then we see that point again, that God does not abandon us. Ever. He is faithful. And so if he's asking something of you, trust him. He isn't going to abandon you, even though he may take the feeling of his presence away. That, again, is critically important, because otherwise, in our selfishness, we hang on to that. We have to be there just to love God and love his people, not for what we can get from it. So he takes the feeling of his presence away in order to purify our charity. And we have to, as we heard in the gospel, become humble, become like little children. Little children just bounce back. They keep going. Oh, sure, they get hurt and they cry and they get angry because they didn't get their way. And a few minutes later, they're just fine again. So yeah, things happen. We don't feel God's presence. We feel frustrated. If we keep praying, we can be at peace again. We didn't get what we wanted in the time that we wanted it, in the way that we wanted it. In a little bit of time, just keep praying, be fine. And only when all things, we pass them and we can look back, then we can understand why he didn't give us what we wanted when we wanted it. It wouldn't have been the best. We didn't see that at the time. But that's where we learn to trust, and that's where we learn the charity, and that's where we learn the humility. So that's what's going on in the spiritual life. So just put everything in God's hands and trust him. If, like what we see with Joseph in the Old Testament, or we see with the saints, there are purifications that have to happen to prepare for what God is calling the person to. He is doing the same for you because he's calling you to be a saint. So if he wants you to be a saint, he's got to do what's necessary to get you to where you need to be. So do your best to cooperate. The most important thing is to pray and to remain faithful to prayer, knowing, as Joseph had to learn as he went into the dungeon, that there is nothing more powerful than devotion to God.